Hey everyone, and welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio, a powerful and inspiring podcast set to revolutionize and disrupt healthcare. It's time to put you in the driver's seat and be the force of change necessary for the lifestyle you've always wanted. Hey y'all, welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio. I'm Frank Ritz and I'm your host. And today I just wanted to hop on here today to give you five tips to help you get better sleep this weekend. So the purpose of this podcast is to talk about a couple of different foundational things that we all should be doing in order to be able to get unconventional wellness. If you've been listening to this podcast, I very much appreciate it. If you haven't, I want you to go back and listen to some of the other previous episodes because I am trying to give tips and tricks and all these different things to be able to help you get the wellness that you want and the wellness that you deserve. Because we now live in a country and we live in a world that is full of pharmaceuticals and full of these methods to try to find these magic pills in order to be able to help us. And quite honestly, we were never designed that way. We were designed to be able to eat the right things, get the right movement and exercise, get great sleep, remove those toxins from our environment and our bodies, and we can achieve the wellness that we deserve. And that's what it comes down to, is we have to really be looking out for ways to be able to improve our wellness with the choices that we make every single day. And that's what the aim of this podcast is to do. So let's talk about those five tips, though, to help you get delicious sleep this weekend. There are a lot of studies out there that actually show that most people should be getting anywhere between 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And my question is are you one of those people, or are you like one of the many people who are actually not getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep? Now, we talk about things like restorative sleep and how much sleep, but really, honestly, sleep is dependent upon both of those things. It is both a quality and quantity amount of sleep that we need to discuss. The quality of sleep, of course, can be just as important than the quantity of sleep, because some people might have to sleep 14 hours to get the actual sleep that you can get in 7 to 9 hours. And so it's very important to not only be able to fall fast asleep, but it's also important to stay asleep and achieve those levels of deeper sleep in order to be able to really restore our body. Let's face it, we've got a morbid situation that we want to talk about. It is the fact that we are designed to sleep 1/3 of our life. Let's just let that sink in for a second. We are supposed to sleep 1/3 of our life, which means that this whole concept of I need to get it done and get it done now, and you know, there's not enough hours in the day, or you know, who has designed the 25-hour day or any of that kind of stuff. Those are all improper ways of thinking about sleep. I myself have fallen folly to that. When I was serving in the Army, I thought the same thing. I'd be like, you know what? I'll get enough sleep when I die. And so like, that is the concept that is driving this train of people losing sleep on a daily basis, because we have achieved a level of the society believing that we need to stay super busy. One other thing that really strikes me as strange is when we see each other, you know, if we actually meet out for a coffee or out for lunch or something like that, and we haven't seen somebody in a while, usually the first thing out of either one of our mouths after the question of how have you been is I'm busy, or I'm so busy. And that is something that we have got to change in our society, is that we need to embrace not being busy. We need to embrace the understanding of slowing things down and taking our time, because our bodies are designed for moderation. Stress, anxiety, and busyness lead to a chronic state of fatigue, and that can lead to chronic inflammation, and that is directly related to healthcare concerns. People have increases in heart attacks and strokes, other cerebrovascular problems, other cerebrocardiovascular problems as well. And we need to stop being so busy. We need to find rest. And it is crucial that we change this inside of our society. So I offer you this. Next time that you meet somebody, just let them know if you're good or if you're not good. And then best of all is slow time down and really enjoy that time being spent with that person that you are either having coffee with or having lunch with or just engaging in regular conversation. Just slow down and be completely mindful and really let them know that you are present with them and that you're talking with them. And I tell you what, it has been a godsend for me because it has really helped improve a lot of the relationships that I currently have because we have slowed down and been deliberate in our conversations with one another. But anyway, let me get off that soapbox. Let me talk about what we came here to talk about on the podcast today, which was five things that you can do to get better sleep. So number one, you have got to create a sleep schedule, okay? It has been maybe days, weeks, months, even years that you have not got a restful night of sleep. And I offer to you that it's because you're not backward planning. You have got to backward plan. Backward planning involves this. Set a time to go to sleep. Our time is usually 9:30 to 10 o'clock every evening, okay? What we do is we then backward plan. This is something that I learned in the Army is that we backward plan from there in order to be able to say by 9:30 or 10 o'clock, whichever one, you need to be asleep. So what do we have to do to actually build up into that? Well, we have to think about, do we want to take a shower? Do we need to brush our teeth? Do we need to read a book, right? So let's say that I'm reading a book. That's going to be 15 minutes behind me falling asleep. Then behind that, I brush my teeth. Then behind that, I take a shower. Then behind that, I put the kids to bed, right? So that's another thing. We put our children to bed at a specific time, like most Americans do. And why don't we do that same thing for ourselves? You know, that's one piece that we really fail to realize is that like we always are the great caregivers and we always take care of those other ones around us, but we don't take care of ourselves. So we'll just end up re-engaging and staying up for 3 to 4 to 6 hours after we've put our children to bed. And that's really not what we need to do. We need to start putting ourselves to bed again. Okay. So we need to set a bedtime and we need to backward plan from that point in order to get to sleep when we want to get to sleep. Another quick side note, this is a pro tip, put your devices to sleep before you go to bed as well. So your kids have a bedtime, your pets have a bedtime, your phones, your laptops, your other devices, they need to have a bedtime too. And that bedtime, oh, by the way, their bedroom is not your bedroom. Get them out of your bedroom and go put them to sleep somewhere else in the house. Put them on do not disturb, silence them, and make them go to bed as well. Because if there is something that is needing to be bothering you at 9 o'clock at night, there's nothing that's going to happen. It can bother you again at 9 o'clock the next morning. Okay. So put your devices to sleep. So that was step number one. Step number two is create a sleeping environment. If you've ever been to a spa, if you've ever been to a salon, if you've ever been to anywhere where the ambiance is wanting to be created, they do that and they are very effective at it. So you need to be doing the same thing for yourself in your bedroom. So set the temperature correctly. Anywhere between say 68 and 72 degrees is really ideal for sleep. Some people will say they want to be a little bit cooler at night. So 65 to 68 is completely fine as well. Set the temperature, get the bedroom cool. That is crucially important. The next thing, you want it to be dark, okay? You want it to be dark. Natural light affects sleep. You also want it to be an environment where it's preferably quiet. If you can get it quiet, great. If you can't, you live in the city, and you got a lot of hustle and bustle, get a white noise maker, a fan or one of those little machines that you can plug in that will play either the beach sounds or, you know, the chirping sounds or whatever, maybe just a fan noise, get that in there in order to be able to block out all those other noises so it doesn't engage your brain and keep you awake. The next thing that we love to use is a diffuser. So we use an essential oil diffuser. We put very calming essential oils in it, and we let that start at least a half hour before we go to bed. And I love to have it right next to the bed as well because then it'll intermittently diffuse throughout the night and help create that spa-like environment. I open up the door, and it's like, boom, I get hit with that really great smell of like, say, lavender or something like that. And it helps really just relax me and help prepare me mentally to go to sleep. The next thing is you want to have a nice comfortable bed and nice comfortable pillows. The bed should be only used for two things, guys, and that's sleep and sex. That's the only thing the bed should be used for. People shouldn't be doing their homework and they're watching TV or anything else besides sleep and sex. Okay. The last thing is that you want to make sure that all of those distractions that are going on in your brain get shut off at night. The best way to do that, and one of the biggest pro tips I give people, is write stuff down in a journal or a diary, and then therefore it will be waiting for you that very next morning. Once again, if it's coming down where you think you have to do something at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, it's okay. It will wait until the next morning. So go ahead and record that down in your book and put that off. Put it on your nightstand. It will be waiting for you again at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's that's tip number two. Tip number three, don't do anything vigorous 2 hours to 4 hours before you go to bed. So if you're like doing this like, you know, I need to work out late at night or something like that, or I need to work out after I get off of work, consider moving your workout to the morning if you can afford it. If you start getting better sleep, your workout can actually be in the morning before you go to work. Matter of fact, there are home-based workouts that you can do right there in your own house. Get a great workout in a half hour to maybe 45 minutes and actually have the rest of the day to relax after work and settle yourself rather than worrying about going to the gym, disrupting a natural sleep pattern, revving up your metabolism, and actually interrupting your sleep that you're trying to get later on that evening. Okay? The next thing that you want to do, step number four, is that you want to be free of anything that interrupts the natural sleep cycle. So like, don't be that proverbial candle burning at both ends thing and feeling like now that you finally are out of work and you can focus on yourself, now it's really time to get to work. Leave work at work. Okay. Do not bring your work home unless you're doing something that you just truly enjoy. And I get it. And you know, there's always times where I can pick up stuff and I can always be working, but I have to set goals and I have to set timelines and I have to set barriers. That way I don't stay unbelievably engaged in all of these different things. The last thing that I want to talk to you about in step number five, or I should say number five, is that we need to look at the sleep environment. Excuse me. We need to look at the sleep environment, but we also need to consider our caffeine and our alcohol intake throughout the day. So a lot of people get bad sleep, then they have to reach for that multiple cups of coffee throughout the day in order to just have the energy to get through the day. And then since they drink all that coffee, well, now I need something that's going to slow me down. So if you're an adult and you're believing that you need to get better sleep, you might turn to alcohol. Well, the thing is that alcohol has been shown through studies that alcohol will help you get to sleep because it does make you drowsy. But the problem is that it doesn't allow you to get into the deeper versions of sleep where you're actually getting restorative sleep. So you have a lot of like interruptions of natural sleep if you consume alcohol before you actually go to bed. So that's it, guys. Five tips to help you get better sleep. Implement these this weekend. And I hope that you get, my prayer for you is that you get better sleep this weekend or even tonight after listening to this podcast. I'm Frank. This is Unconventional Wellness, and I can't wait to see you again on our very next episode. Have a great weekend, everybody.